This section of Millennium Park is called Wrigley Square. The monument at the north end of the square is the Millennium Monument. It takes the form of a classical Greek peristyle with 24 Doric columns.
The peristyle is actually an amazing story of architectural reincarnation.
Tim Samuelson is cultural historian for the City of Chicago.
When Daniel Burnham transformed the city by making a great plan in 1909, Burnham planned ornamental features that would actually recall the great architecture of the civilizations of the past. And it eventually led to the construction of this wonderful curved classical peristyle. Reconstruction was done on Michigan Avenue, putting in a new parking garage, and the peristyle disappeared with it. And fortunately, one of the things that came back with Millennium Park was to rebuild the peristyle. In fact, there was quite a search on to find the original drawings to figure out how to put it back together again. And the designers had to look at old photographs and what plans were available to be able to recreate it and to make it once again one of the great visual amenities of the corner of Michigan and Randolph.
The monument was rebuilt 20% smaller than the original to keep it in scale with the rest of the park. Its position here at the corner of the park is meant to create a graceful transition from the historical architecture of the city to the very contemporary styles within. The great Chicago architect Daniel Burnham once said, "Make no small plans. They have no power to stir men's blood and probably themselves won't be realized." Millennium Park started as a much smaller plan than what you see here. But through the work of Mayor Daley, private developers and benefactors, and civic leader John Bryan raising the private funds, Millennium Park grew to be a plan with the power to stir men's blood. Business and cultural leaders came together with the city to create a public-private partnership, much as Daniel Burnham did in his day. And even though it was not part of Burnham's plan, Millennium Park is in keeping with his 1909 vision. Millennium Park would not have been possible without the generosity of many private donors. The names of the major founders of Millennium Park are engraved into the peristyle in honor of their contributions. John Bryan is chairman of the board of Millennium Park, Inc., a not-for-profit organization created to raise funds for park development, as well as guide the vision for the park.
It's the most perfect gift I can imagine that somebody would give back to their city. And, of course, we're recognizing these people by carving their names in stone at the time of the millennium for the next 1,000 years of people to see and thank for what they've done. I don't think there's any other city that could do something like this at this scale. I think a combination of an extraordinarily civic-minded private sector philanthropic group alongside a mayor who loves the city, he loves beautifying it, and he loves the infrastructure, and he has the confidence of the private sector to an enormous degree, and he has confidence in the private sector. So it took all of that to happen, and I think it's just worked out extremely well.